So we are now on item 10. I'm sorry, this is Maggie Gould. PR 2020-004761, Cartesian Surveys, agent for Laura Williams Horizons Autoglass. And this is located at 8310 San Pedro between Anaheim and Carmel. This is a preliminary plat to dedicate right of way. And who is here from Cartesian?
This is Ryan Mulhall with Cartesian Surveys.
Okay, hello, Ryan. Can you walk us through where you are on this project, please?
Certainly. So this preliminary plat was heard several weeks back. And since that time, we have received a grading and drainage plan that was approved by hydrology, as well as supplied an updated infrastructure list to address some of the board's concerns from that last hearing. So I believe that was all that was required. And so we await board comments. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. And do we have any members of the public signed up to speak on this? I am not seeing anybody. If anybody is out there that would like to comment on this, please raise your hand or unmute yourself and let us know. Okay. Hearing none, let's go to board comments. Water Authority, please.
Blaine Carter, Water Authority. Hello, Ryan. There's no new comments for this case. We have no objections to the preliminary plat. Out of curiosity, do you know if the site plan will come to DRB?
Well, this is Ryan with Cartesian Surveys. And so I believe in the last hearing, we were told that the site plan would not be able to come through DRB.
Okay. Thank you. That concludes my comments. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Code enforcement, please.
Carl Garcia with Code Enforcement. Code Enforcement reviewed this request and has no objections or comments. Thank you.
Thank you. Parks?
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec. We have no additional comments.
Okay, thank you. Hydrology?
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. Hydrology has an approved grading and drainage plan with engineer stamp date of February 22nd, 2021. We have no objections.
Thank you. Transportation?
This is Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation. Transportation has no objection to the proposed actions. I just wanted to make sure that the latest and greatest infrastructure list is what we're signing on, which references the Procedure C agreement, and there it is. Okay, thank you.
Okay, excellent. And planning comments. I apologize. I thought I had those up, and I do not
this
believe
Jay
that
Rhodes,
we...
This is Jay Rhodes, Maggie. We just had a comment about the infrastructure list needing to be signed and dated, but they got that dealt.
Okay, but we have that. We have that under control.
Good.
Okay, great. So it looks to me like we have no further questions from the board, and I believe that... transportation just confirmed that this is the correct infrastructure list.
This is Jean with transportation. Yes, that's correct.
Okay, then, and I'm sorry, I just minimized way too many things all at once. So I will ask each board member to approve or deny the application. If you are accepting delegation, which we're not because it's preliminary plat, please summarize that delegation. Roll call vote, please.
Blaine Carter, Water Authority, I approve.
Carl Garcia with Code Enforcement, I approve.
Joe Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Dennis Stormyhill, Hydrology, I approve.
Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation, I approve.
This is Maggie Gould with Planning. I approve, and I also misspoke because we have an infrastructure list attached to this. That's the final plat condition. So we will need an executed IAA prior to the submittal of the final plat, but for the preliminary plat, we're all good. Okay, so there is a consensus vote to approve item number 10. PR 2020-004661, SD 2021-00032, preliminary plat, because the application meets all of the applicable requirements of the IDO and the DPM. Thank you, and we look forward to seeing this at final plat. I believe that then brings us to item number 11, PR 2019-00-2976, SD 2020-00-210, preliminary and final plat, and VA 2020-00-4447, Cartesian Surveys, agent for Bailing Armijo. And this is located at 17400 Hilldale Road Northeast, between Hilldale and Camino de la Sierra. And is this also you, Ryan?
That's correct. This is Ryan with Cartesian Surveys.
Okay.
I will also have, I believe Fred Arfman was also associated with this project. I believe he's in the meeting as well.
Okay.
So, for him in.
Okay, and I just realized, Mr. Mahal, I probably should have sworn you in for the previous case. So I'm going to go ahead and do that.
Okay. This is Ryan Mahal with Cartesian Surveys. Address is P.O. Box.
Perfect. Go ahead.
Okay. P.O. Box 44414, Rio Rancho, New Mexico, 81174.
Okay. And do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do swear.
Thank you. And Mr. Arfman, are you also going to be presenting?
Madam Chair, yes, I am.
Okay. And your name and address for the record, please?
Fred Arfman, 128 Monroe Street, Northeast, 87108.
Excellent. And do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
All right. Take it away, please.
All right. This is Ryan with Cartesian Surveys. So it's been quite some time since the last time this was heard. Since that time, we have provided an infrastructure list, which addresses the extension of the existing sewer on Hilldale Avenue to provide service to our proposed subdivision. And then we have also been working with the ZHE to get relief from the burden of the open space buffers on multiple sides of our lot. Await there be comment. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Let's go through board comments then. Water Authority, please.
I'm Blaine Carter, Water Authority. Hi, Fred and Ryan. On this particular case, we have no objections regarding those previous issue regarding the lots to the south that has been resolved. We've issued an availability statement, and we have no objection to the infrastructure list. We would request the water line that we our mapping shows running through the lot. If you could provide when you had it located where the terminus was on your locates, so we can compare that to the as-built and update our map with GIS, that would be appreciated. But as far as the case moving forward, we have no objection. Thank you.
Thank you. Code enforcement?
Carl Garcia with code enforcement. The proposed lot of 0.5108 acres is compliant with contextual standards. Code enforcement has no other comments at this time or objections. Thanks. Okay.
Thank you. Parks, please.
This is Cheryl Somerville with the Parks and Recreation Department. We have no additional comments subsequent to previous reviews and no objection.
Okay, thank you. Hydrology?
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. Hydrology has no objection to the waiver or the plat. Please note, an approved grading and drainage plan will be required for any development on this site if any of the following conditions are met. 500 cubic yards of grading, 1,000 square foot of proposed structure, or 10,000 square foot of proposed paving.
Okay. Thank you. Transportation?
Yes, this is Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation. Transportation Department has no objection to the waiver request. And prior to sign off, we need confirmation of the unused drive pad shall be replaced with sidewalk and curb, and make sure that the access way has a firm surface, whether it's gravel or pavement. Thank you.
Planning, please.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. We had a previous comment about noting that both the IDO and the DP were both updated since this plat.
I'm sorry, Joe, you just fuzzed out there. Can you say that again, please?
I was saying, this is Jay Rodenbeck. I was saying that, we previously noted that both the IDO and the DPM were both updated since the sketch plat. This includes an infrastructure list. Therefore, a recorded IIA needs to be submitted prior to final sign-off from planning. And we need the DXF file approval email as well from ages prior to final sign off.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. Okay. And do we have any additional comments from the board? And was there any member of the public out there that wished to speak on this case? Okay. I will ask each board member to vote to approve or deny the application. If you are accepting delegation, please summarize that delegation and the time needed. So if we can vote, please.
Blaine Carter, Water Authority, I approve.
Carl Garcia with Code Enforcement, I approve.
Joel Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Jane Wolfenberger with Transportation, I can accept with delegation on replacement of the drive pad with curb and sidewalk and confirmation of providing a firm surface for the accessway.
Thank you. And this is Maggie Gould with Planning. I approve with delegation for the IIA and the DXF file. And this had all of its other required signatures?
This is Jay Runbeck. Yes, it does.
Okay, thank you. There is a consensus vote to approve item number 11, PR 2019-002976, SD 2020-00210, preliminary and final plat, and VA 2020-00447, sidewalk waiver, because the application meets all of the applicable requirements of the IDO and the DPM, with delegation to transportation and planning for the issues as stated, and that's 12 weeks. All right, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
This then brings us back to item number 12.